It's a new year for you and for your money. This week on Techonomics, host Jason Middleton gets a four-week total wealth makeover from the author of the new book, Beautiful Money. A holistic wealth expert, her new book helps readers align their personal values with their investment portfolios. Also this week, will the new economic climate really lead to more middle-class jobs? An investment banker points us towards one market sector that will show if job creation is on the rise. Finally, it's 2017, and you made it through your company holiday party without making a fool of yourself, but you still have that annual review with your boss. We have an expert this week that will help you ace that review and maybe get a raise. All that and a little more on this week's Techonomics, starting now on KGO 810.
You must be raving mad. We're on the air. Look, what's the idea? Come back here. We bought an egg.
Welcome to this week's edition of Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. I took an informal poll around the newsroom, and for the most part, we are not the New Year's resolution types. Some people think it's an arbitrary date. Others see it as setting yourself up to fail. Self-esteem landmines aside, I still think January is as good a time as any to get some perspective on money, personal finances, life-work balance, and even wealth planning. And then a book called Beautiful Money lands on my desk, and it's about all of those things. Leanne Jacobs is the author of Beautiful Money, a holistic approach to increasing your net worth. It includes a clearly mapped and almost brutally honest way of looking at your life, your energy, and your money, and how you're expelling each of those three.
And a lot of that has to do with valuing yourself. Because if we don't value ourselves, obviously we're going to have money issues. We're going to have trouble asking for money. We're not going to manage money well. So for me, it was really about the worthiness part, that I didn't feel worthy enough. So I just would take anything. I would say yes to everything and hope that something would stick.
Ms. Jacobs includes a four-week program called a wealth makeover that could help put you, like her clients, on a more fruitful and satisfying life path. Think of it like decluttering your kitchen drawers, only you're decluttering your financial approach in order to create a happier way forward. Here's my chat with the author.
My name is Leanne Jacobs. I'm the author of Beautiful Money and a holistic wealth advocate.
Please give me the origin story for this most recent book of yours, Beautiful Money, the four-week total wealth makeover. And then we're going to parse the title a little bit. But how did you get to the point where you wanted or needed to write this book?
Yeah, so I really realized... It was actually a day in my life where I was really living from my to-do list, like get a good house, get a great job, get a great degree, you know, check, 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 and then got the promotion and wondered why I felt completely disconnected, unfulfilled. I felt like really like I wasn't contributing. There was just something that I felt was really off. And even though I was making good income, I didn't have really anything to show for it other than some debt. So I thought, what is wrong with this picture? There's something missing, or there's a different philosophy that I need to figure out. And I realized that the chasing money lifestyle, where so many of my friends were in the same boat, right. But I was ready, and I felt like I had the courage at the time to investigate a better formula.
You came home from work one day and you looked around and everything was beautiful and wonderful, but you still felt a little like, capital W-Y kind of thing?
Yeah, and it was really like I was living to fit in and to fill the external what was pretty from the outside. And it wasn't necessarily really aligned with my authentic self.
And one of the phrases on your website, leannejacobs.com, is your work is about helping people make the shift from ambition to meaning. That could not have been an easy transition for you, I imagine. So how were those first few steps after you had that revelation that day?
I mean, I think it's the living in limbo. When you know you've got that intuitive nudge that you're living a little off course or out of alignment, the years where you're living in limbo, I feel is that really difficult part. Once you make the decision, like I am ready for change and I am committed, then I feel it's really freeing, even though, you know, it can look a little scary because
sure.
There could be some areas in your life that have to change or have to go. It's so freeing at the same time, and I feel that that's the common feedback I get is just making the commitment that there's got to be a better way. When you've made the decision, then the universe really helps you out.
Well, you're tackling two really hard things here. You're tackling money issues and change. And, you know, humans tend to fear change just as a natural gut thing. And then, of course, yeah. Money, as you say, it can be a false idol in some senses. Money, as they say, is the root of all evil. But money is also the source of all leisure. So at least the way our society is constructed right now. Did you ever feel that getting to this place where you put the change part of life with the money part of life, when did that crystallize into a meaningful approach? And then we're going to get into how you've been able to distill that into a 4-week makeover.
So a lot of it was trial and error and figuring out, you know, some things don't work and recognizing some of my own behaviors, you know, of like the all or nothing approach and being an extreme and perfectionist and not setting boundaries and people pleasing. Like all of these things are what got me to a place where I was burnt out and broke and divorced. So I had to learn to, you know, it's important. I have to please myself first. And a lot of that has to do with valuing yourself. Because if we don't value ourselves, obviously we're going to have money issues. We're going to have trouble asking for money. We're not going to manage money well. So for me, it was really about the worthiness part that I didn't feel worthy enough. So I just would take anything. I would say yes to everything and hope that something would stick. And obviously there's deep meaning behind that. But for me, why don't I deserve the best? And why do I always compromise? And those were, I stopped doing that. It's the enough is enough. I'm totally worthy of it. And even if I don't see it right now, there's some lessons I have to learn first. I have to definitely get a little more disciplined. I have to respect money more. I have to automate my savings more. I have to save more than I spend. So a lot of things we hear all the time, we know the formula, but a lot of us just avoid it because maybe we're in debt or our situation is a little messy right now, and we just would prefer to stay ignorant.
Right. Yeah.
But what I'm here to say is it's not that bad. And my biggest fear was not having enough. So my biggest fear was, well, what if I let go and pursue meaning and do what I really authentically want to do, but I become worse off. I get worse off and that's the thing that keeps people stuck. It's the fear of what if it gets worse?
Right.
What
right.
if I can't take care of myself?
I think you're right.
I guess what I say to a lot of my clients is, what if the opposite is true, but you're going to hold off and pretend your life is a bit of a rehearsal. And then in another 20 years, you're going to regret, like, what if it was way better if I would have just taken a leap of courage?
Right. During your answer, I'm trying to process for myself, and I think the audience will too. When you're you have to be brave first, and then you get the courage. And your book tends to help people to get to that point. And I wonder, real quickly, could you give me just a brief breakdown of the subtitle of your book, The 4-Week Total Wealth Makeover?
Yeah, so in week one, I take readers through what's causing chaos and where are you overloading your plate with trivia, with stuff that's not even important to you, but it's just like you're just used to it. So clutter and over people pleasing and being over responsible. So week one really clears space for the greater flow of money, and also more, you definitely will have aha moments around why you're not already where you want to be. Week two takes readers through how important it is and how to do this to align our thinking and our behaviors with our actions and with where we want to be. So if we desire, let's say we desire great wealth, or we want lots of money in our bank account so we can sleep wealthy, but our thoughts are totally focused on debt and scarcity, it's never going to change. So how can we really align our thinking and our actions and our language with our desired result, which is greater money? Week three takes us through the action steps required to create beautiful money. So this is really action-oriented, very strategic, very grounded. It's not like airy-fairy woo-hoo information. And then week four is about how to become a master goal setter for leadership, for legacy, for your own life, and for beautiful money.
You're talking about a total body approach, if you will, total body and mind approach. And that's why, I guess, the other subtitle to your book, Beautiful Money, is a holistic approach to increasing your net worth. And so can you give me an example of something you've witnessed when it comes to applying this in the real world?
Absolutely. I feel that one of the greatest results of reading this book is detoxing your debt. I find my readers have major aha moments, but also their behavior shift around hemorrhaging money. like spending on things that aren't important to them, emotionally spending. And also it comes into our health as well, because typically our habits with our money and our health, and, you know, it's usually how we do one thing is how we do everything. So it's what's behind the money. So typically what we'll find is it's like we're cleaning up. It's like a cleanup program.
Right.
Where we're creating space, but we're also will recognize reduced debt and a greater state of well-being as well.
Well, Leanne, it's a great book, and I thank you for your time this morning. I hope people do go out and read it, especially, and I'm not really one to subscribe to the New Year's resolution kind of thing, but you know what? It's out now. It's January. You may as well give it a read and get this year started right. Thank you so much
Absolutely.
For your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That was Leanne Jacobs, author of Beautiful Money, A Holistic Approach to Increasing Your Net Worth. There are links to Ms. Jacobs' book as well as her professional website at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. There's also a link to this segment at kgoradio.com/Techonomics. And we have podcasts all over the place of all of our stuff. Just search for Techonomics Radio wherever you score your podcast. We also post links to the music we use on every week's show. Those links are also at facebook.com/Techonomics Radio. Coming up after the break, we take a look at the middle market. Now, that's an esoteric, jargony type of term that has real world value in that it shows if jobs for middle class workers are actually being added to the American economy. That conversation and more are next. I'm Jason Middleton. This is Techonomics. Please come on back.